So thank you for coming today. Thank you for staying in this sweltering hot summer day. We have six pieces to play for you. The first three have different movements, and the last three are really quick. The first one is Jean Coulthard. She was a very important composer from British Columbia. She worked at UBC, and she taught composition. She has studied compositions with many different important artists and composers in France. She even studied with Béla Bartók, Aaron Copland, and Arnold Schönberg. And she worked with young musicians, and there was a young bassoon guy in her days called George Zukerman, for whom she wrote his lyric sonatina. So they had a very good working relationship, and it was for him that she wrote this, and it was also the first Canadian piece for bassoon and piano. So this is Jean Coulthard, lyric sonatina, written in 1971. Thank you. Michel Corrette was a prolific and versatile French composer, organist, and music pedagogue whose long life spanned the late Baroque and classical periods. His compositions include concertos, sonatas, works for organ and harpsichord, sacred music, and numerous instructional treatises for almost every instrument of his time. These pedagogical works, known as his méthode, offer invaluable insight into the 18th century performance practice and reflect his passion for musical education. The sonata we're performing today is taken from a collection of 6 sonatas for cello, viol, or bassoon, published around 1739. Stylistically, they blend French elegance with Italianate vitality, often showing a light-hearted spirit and theatrical flair. So this is Michel Corrette, Sonata number 1 in F major. Thank you. Now his piece by Eugène Bourdeau. He was born in Paris in 1850, and he came from a family of bassoon players, and they all won the first prize at the Conservatoire in Paris. It's just unimaginable. Everyone in the family played bassoon, and they all won first prize in the Paris Conservatory Concours. So it's really amazing. Eugène was the one who won his in 1868. And he taught at the Paris Conservatoire from 1891 to 1922. He composed masses and motets as well as all kinds of work for bassoon. He composed two solos for the yearly concours at the Paris Conservatoire. And the first one, which we perform now, it was composed in 1899. And he died in 1926. So this is Eugène Bourdeau's first solo.
Thank you.
The next piece is composed by Bill Douglas, who was born here in London, Ontario, in 1944. He moved to the States. He taught at Boulder, at a university in Colorado. He toured extensively with clarinetist Richard Stolzman. They were both very well known. They toured the United States and Europe as well. He composed this lyric suite in 2006, and I actually contacted him to ask him to say a few things about his piece, and this is what he said. Contradance is the first movement of my lyric suite for contrabassoon and piano, which was commissioned by 27 contrabassoon players in 2006. I mean, it was written for contrabassoon, the bigger bassoon version of this instrument. And it was commissioned by 27 of them. It's very rare that we see one. But 27 of them got together and said, we have to ask Bill Douglas to compose a piece for us. So this is what happens. The lyric suite can also be played by bassoon and piano. And it might even be better for bassoon and piano. Who knows? I have to record it and send it to him. Contradance is a contrafact, which means it is a composition based on a chord progression of another piece. This is a common practice in jazz tradition. Contradance is based on the chord progression of an old standard entitled Stella by Starlight by Victor Young. But I put it in 12-8 instead of 4-4. This gives it a Celtic jig-like flavor. So this is what he had to tell about this. So this is Bill Douglas' lyric suite and the first movement, Contradance. Thank you. Another two short pieces for you today. First one is Sway by Pablo Beltran Ruiz. And the last one for today, Tico Tico. And actually, probably you might be the only one knowing what a Tico Tico is. It's a bird. It's a bird with a nice orange color. I didn't know about it until we looked it up. So, Tico Tico is a bird. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.